The Word of God for Friday of the 14th week of Ordinary Time, Matthew 10. Jesus said to his apostles, "Behold, I am sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents and simple as doves. But beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues, and you will be led before governors and kings for my sake, as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say. For it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will hand over brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but whoever endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to another. Amen, I say to you, you will not finish the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, the Lord is preparing us for persecution. Persecution has been with Christianity ever since the beginning, but there are periods and areas where it flares up drastically. There is a prophetic sense in our times from Marian apparitions, from the sayings of the popes, and from saints that have been recently canonized that indicate that we are seeing times of great upheaval and trials, and we are getting the same sense in our community. Now, what is the purpose of having this awareness? I think it's twofold. One is for us to be strong in our faith so that we don't run away or betray the Lord. And the second reason is so that we are able to encourage our brothers and sisters. That is the purpose. In other words, the purpose is to be warriors for Christ, to be deeply united with Him. Now, the Lord tells us we are going like sheep in the midst of wolves. It seems then that, naturally speaking, we will not have too much of a chance. But the Lord will be with us, and He is shepherd of sheep. That's why we have to be sheep, because if we act like wolves, then we will not have Jesus as shepherd. In Christ, we are to act shrewd as serpents. That means we need to be attentive to the signs of the times, realize what's going on, so that we know how to act in face of the dangers. And simple as doves. Simple means unmixed. That means with pure intentions, purity of heart, not complicating ourselves, trying to be diplomatic or trying to use the wiles of the world. We are to be simple as Christ is simple, totally focused on the Father. And then the Lord tells us that the persecution will come from all kinds of sides. One is from among those that are religious, the synagogue. The synagogues at that time had the power to flog people publicly. That is not going to happen within the church, but they can flog us spiritually and reject us for our faith right in our Christian communities. And then the Lord says also from pagans, governors, that will persecute Christians. Nowadays, more and more, there's a sense in the world that the Catholic Church is the greatest obstacle towards progress and freedom. And so there is a growing aggressivity and hate towards the Catholic Church. And this will more and more flare out as persecution. It happens in many ways. For example, being thrown out of jobs, not being able to be faithful to your conscience unless you are willing to be persecuted. That goes for everybody, even a photographer who does not want to participate in an event that he considers immoral is forced to do it nowadays. And this is the kind of persecution, and many, many others. In some places, we already see Christians being beheaded, tortured in many ways, put in dungeons. No country is free from that danger of that happening. But the Lord tells us that he will be with us, that when we speak, it will be him. The Holy Spirit will be speaking, the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Do you believe that? That the Spirit of our Father will speak through us as we more and more commit ourselves and yield to the Holy Spirit. And we will be hated. The persecution will be also inside the family. Fathers against children, children against parents. And the Lord is telling us all this not to make us afraid, but so that we will be ready, prepared, courageous when it happens. We know that we've been forewarned and we have the strength and the spirit to endure. God bless you.